But the first serious attempt to explore time travel in fiction was H.G. Wells' classic, The Time Machine, in which the hero is sent hundreds of thousands of years into the future. In that distant future, humanity itself has genetically split into two races, the menacing Morlocks, who maintain the grimy underground machines, and the useless childlike Eloi, who dance in the sunlight in the world above, never realizing their awful fate, to be eaten by the Morlocks. Since then, time travel has become a regular feature of science fiction, from Star Trek to Back to the Future. In Superman 1, when Superman learns that Lois Lane has died, he decides in desperation to turn back the hands of time, rocketing himself around the Earth faster than the speed of light, until time itself goes backward. The Earth slows down, stops, and eventually spins in the opposite direction, until all clocks on the Earth beat backward. Floodwaters rage backward, broken dams miraculously heal themselves, and Lois Lane comes back from the dead. From the perspective of science, time travel was impossible in Newton's universe, where time was seen as an arrow. Once fired, it could never deviate from its past. 1 second on the Earth was 1 second throughout the universe. This conception was overthrown by Einstein, who showed that time was more like a river that meandered across the universe, speeding up and slowing down as it snaked across stars and galaxies. So 1 second on the Earth is not absolute. Time varies when we move around the universe. As I discussed earlier, according to Einstein's special theory of relativity, time slows down inside a rocket the faster it moves. Science fiction writers have speculated that if you could break the light barrier, you could go back in time. But this is not possible, since you would have to have infinite mass in order to reach the speed of light. The speed of light is the ultimate barrier for any rocket. The crew of the Enterprise in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, hijacked a Klingon spaceship and used it to whip around the sun like a slingshot and break the light barrier to wind up in San Francisco in the 1980s. But this defies the laws of physics. Nonetheless, time travel to the future is possible and has been experimentally verified millions of times. The journey of the hero of the time machine into the far future is actually physically possible. If an astronaut were to travel near the speed of light, it might take him, say, 1 minute to reach the nearest stars. 4 years would have elapsed on the Earth, but for him, only 1 minute would have passed, because time would have slowed down inside the rocket ship. Hence, he would have traveled 4 years into the future as experience here on Earth. Our astronauts actually take a short trip into the future every time they go into outer space. As they travel at 18,000 miles per hour above the Earth, their clocks beat a tiny bit slower than the clocks on Earth. Hence, after a year-long mission on a space station, they have actually journeyed a fraction of a second into the future by the time they land back on Earth. The world record for traveling into the future is currently held by Russian cosmonaut Sergei Avdeyev, who orbited for 748 days and was hence hurled 0.02 seconds into the future. So a time machine that can take us into the future is consistent with Einstein's special theory of relativity. But what about going backward in time? If we could journey back into the past, history would be impossible to write. As soon as a historian recorded the history of the past, someone could go back into the past and rewrite it. Not only would time machines put historians out of business, but they would enable us to alter the course of time at will. If, for example, we were to go back to the era of the dinosaurs and accidentally step on a mammal that happens to be our ancestor, perhaps we would accidentally wipe out the entire human race. History would become an unending madcap Monty Python episode, as tourists from the future trampled over historic events while trying to get the best camera angle.